Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
How you been, bud?
Not too bad. Busy day.
Yeah, very busy day. Very busy weekend.
Yeah, very busy weekend.
I've got a lot more recordings coming up with the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network and other things. This week is gonna be rough. I mean, like, at time of recording, tomorrow I'm getting my shot. My first shot.
Yeah.
So it'd be about 2 weeks ago, and I'll, like, another 2 weeks I got my second shot. But then I've got like three more recordings this week. I think I got like two next week.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a busy boy. Yeah, so when we had D&D today, I had no idea what the hell we were doing because I had preparations for all this stuff and then for stuff coming up, and yeah, I just completely forgot what we were doing. That's why I hit a tar frog with fire, and I shouldn't have. But man, that D&D was fun. Hey. It was a blast.
Literally.
Yeah. Was it fun for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Always fun for you, right?
Absolutely.
Anyway, so today we are going to be covering some Batman. Doing some my boy.
Some new adventures.
Well, yeah. Yes. This is the first story after year one. We're going to be getting some retconning. Prime example is 408, which we're going to be starting with, is the new origin of Jason Todd versus the old origin, which was literally just a copy-paste of Dick Grayson. Like, Jason Todd, his family was an acrobat in a circus.
Oh, really?
He had red hair.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess that's a big difference.
So, and I'm pretty sure his family was killed because the circus didn't want to pay protection or something, similar to what Dick Grayson's was. And then Bruce Wayne got him.
Makes so much more sense now.
But yeah, like that one, I know when Jason became Robin, Bruce Wayne had him wear a wig so that it could still tell that, you know, Robin was around and wasn't a different kid. We'll, when we get into this issue, we'll see some differences. But that being said, we are doing, like I said, Batman, issues 408 to 414. They were released in 1987 by DC Comics. The writers are Max Allen Collins, Joe Duffy, and Jim Starlin. The art was done by Chris Warner, Ross Andrew, Dick Giordano, Dave Cockrum, Kieran Dury, Mike DiCarlo, and Jim Aparo. Colors by Adrian Roy, and letters are done by Todd Klein, John Costanza, and Augustin Maya. What's the umlaut over the A? What does that make?
Let me see.
M-A-S, the umlaut over the A.
Moss?
Okay. Augustin Moss.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So we start out with, in issue 408, I do like the title, Did Robin Die Tonight? Because it's Joker robbing a jewelry store, and he did it by himself because he can't trust any of his henchmen with these jewels. What was it? Hopeless Diamonds, the Smile of Death is another name for him. So he's squaring off against Batman, and Robin's trying to sneak up behind him. But apparently Joker has really good hearing in the rain, and turns around and pops Robin in the shoulder, which causes Robin to fall back down off the top of the museum building that they're on. Now, Robin being, you know, Dick Grayson being acrobatic, he, I mean, accidentally, I'm going to say, gets tied up.
Wraps his legs up in the cord.
But he tries to, you know, reach up and tries to, he's got a grip on it. He's trying to climb back up. Batman, of course, is concerned. And so he rushes over there to try and pick him up. And I do like how Joker's like, should I shoot Batman in the back?
Not very sporting. I wouldn't have anybody to play with.
Yeah. So the the Joker copter comes flying in and Joker's trying to get away. Robin tells Batman, it's like, hey, go get, I'm fine. I got a grip here. Go get him. So Batman's like, okay, I'll do that. And he turns over to go stop Joker. And by the time he gets back to Robin, he had lost his grip because he got shot in the shoulder.
Yeah.
And went falling down.
Not too far, at least.
20 feet, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Onto the ledge just below. Definitely wasn't good.
Correct. He should have just left his legs wrapped up in the...
Probably would have been safer. But there's another news copter out and about, and they see Batman holding Joker, or I'm sorry, holding Robin like he's dead, and he goes flying off.
Batman doesn't fly.
He goes grapple hooking off. Is that better?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. And then the news copter, you know, they say the title, Did Robin Die Tonight? And that's the end of the book, because once you hear the title of the book, you just end it. That's what Peter Griffin taught me when he went to go see a movie. I think of that every time. Like, Family Guy ruined that for me. Every time I hear the title of the movie in the movie, I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm done. So, like, if it happens in the beginning, I'm like, well, I guess I just wasted all this money.
So, like...
That's not how that works.
Captain America, as soon as they say his name?
Yeah, I'm done. Like, I just leave.
Thor.
Title of the movie. Like, if they say Thor Dark World, then I'm safe, because they're never going to say that in that movie.
But the first Thor is just Thor.
Yep. So the minute that he says, I am Thor, when he's in, Jotunheim.
Yeah.
Yep. That's, I'm done. Turn the movie off. So we get a report of Joker being dropped off at Arkham Asylum, and Batman flips off the switch, and we see Dick Grayson, you know, alive, but injured, and Alfred is bandaging him up. And we get a conversation between Dick and Bruce about Bruce treating Dick like he's a child, and how he's a man, because I think at this time he's like
17
or 18. Yeah, yeah. He's right there. And he's also got a bunch of responsibilities with the Teen Titans. So he's I'm not gonna say spreading himself thin at the time, but he's definitely not, his focus is in multiple places, which isn't a bad thing, but not a good thing, especially if you get shot in the shoulder by the Joker.
At least it was just the shoulder, I mean.
Correct. Well, but that's the funny thing, because he gets shot in the right shoulder.
But it's his left shoulder, it's bandaged.
Well, it's both. His right shoulder, Alfred's bandaging up his right shoulder when we first see him.
Yeah.
But then he's also got a bandage on his left pec.
Yeah, so but I don't know. He's got the poultice type bandage on his left side. Like, that's where he got shot.
Yeah, well, but he's also getting side, the... Well, so he's got the other one there.
Yeah, but then there's not one on that side.
That's what I was like. The art is a little wonky.
It's the magical...
magical bandage. Bullet.
It's like the... So Simon, in the first episode of Titans last night, noticed that when she's walking through the circus at the beginning,
yeah,
when Raven is, she is walking with her hood up, and then it shows her with her hood down, and then in the very next scene, her hood's back up.
Yeah, that's thank you to Justin, who informed me that anytime you watch the movie and there is a scene like that, that is just, it's bad editing, that takes him out of the movie. And he told me that right before I saw, I can't remember what the movie was called, but it was when John Cusack was portraying Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
I can't remember the movie, but there's a scene in there where he gets hit, like punched in the face, nose starts bleeding, and he's got his hand up to stop it, and then like it, the camera moves, and then he's got his other hand up to stop. I'm like, God damn it, Justin.
Fair enough.
That was so long ago.
And then let's see, the rundown with The Rock.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Where there's a lot there. Shirt keeps switching back and forth from side to side.
Yep. Yep.
Because he wore it, because one day he was wearing it inside out, and the other day he was wearing it the right way.
I mean, it, again, it's one of those things. You notice these things. It can take you out, but...
You think that they would notice it, though.
That's, especially in the editing room.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho. So bad editing here, too.
A little bit. But, I mean, no big deal. It's just, it's Bruce and Dick just kind of being like, look, your destiny isn't with Robin anymore. Like, you need to... You kind of grew up. And we get a little bit of this in the Teen Titans Judas Contract that we've done. Go check out those episodes. I'm not going to pull them up because I can't remember what they are. But that's where we get the actual transition of Robin. Stop it. of Robin into Nightwing. And this one gives us like a little hint of him becoming Nightwing. Because again, this is the retcon. This is right after Crisis. This is right after Year One.
Yep.
They're starting to retcon things to put back into place for the next 20 years. 20-ish years. I think it's like, actually, I think it's close to like about 25 years. So now, you know, Robin is gone and Batman is by himself.
Is Robin dead?
That's a good question. Yeah, Jim Gordon asked Robin and or asked Batman, and Batman's like, well, no, he's not dead, but for my purposes, yes.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, yes, he's dead.
Yeah, and Gordon's like, you know, I can't disagree with you. I don't like the fact that a child was out and about gallivanting, but why not just tell the press this? You know, why let them crucify you like this? And he's like, that's my business. I don't care what the press thinks of me.
Yeah.
Like
Well, he's like, and would they even believe me if I told them?
Correct. Get a scantily clad Vicky Vale.
Yeah.
Because why not? But she's talking to Alfred, trying to remind him of to let Bruce know that they've got a dinner meeting or a lunch meeting
or something.
Yeah, and it's her trying to convince him to put some money down for a hospital.
This is for the Committee Against Batman.
Thank you. That's what it is. Because
he was like, I donate to hospitals all the time.
Yeah, she mentions that, and so why not just help? Trying to so stop just, this, yeah, this
just,
vigilante.
Just throw some more money around, you know? Why not?
I do like this scene of these muggers that...
Oh, for crying out loud, yeah.
they pickpocket this guy who's trying to get a hot dog from a hot dog stand. And Bruce happens to see it. And he just walks up to the guy and is like, sir, do you know if you have your wallet? And it's like, wait, what are you talking... Wait, my wallet? What happened to my wallet? How did you know it was gone? It's like, that's what I thought. And he runs off against...
Because I'm the greatest detective in the world.
So he runs off against these muggers. And... God, this scene. This one kid is like, hey, man, like, get off me. All right, boys, Routine 7. Like, the Routine 7 is basically the thing you guys did when you were kids and trying to trip your friend.
Yeah, somebody sits behind him, the other person pushes him over.
Yep, like, that's Routine 7.
Hey, it worked.
Well,
ish.
Back when we were kids, yes. Bruce falls with it, and then he starts to kick their ass. And then he realizes, well, wait a minute, I probably shouldn't be kicking their ass too much. And so lets them get a couple punches in. But he was able to get the wallet back from the kids.
Nimble fingers.
Mm-hmm. And then he hops into his Batmobile that is not his Batmobile. it's a red version of his Batmobile.
Uh-huh.
And Vicky tells him about, you know, she's going down to
Crime Alley.
It's Crime Alley, but it used to be Park Row. I think it was Park Row. Whatever. Going down to Crime Alley, and to follow up on a story about Ma Gunn, who is this, she used to be a teacher in Australia, and now she's in the bad part of town to help
rehabilitate kids.
And she's doing good. And she's telling Bruce this, mainly because of the Crime Alley thing. Like, I didn't think you'd want to be there. And he's like, yeah, you're kind of right. Although he does go there at night as Batman. Because for the last several years, this is the night that his parents died. So he goes down there to just kind of reminisce.
No, he goes down there to patrol, and he stops all the crime that happens. And
but that's the thing. Crime doesn't happen on that night.
It used to. It doesn't anymore.
Well, it used to all the time, but word to the wise, since Batman has been spotted same day or same night every year, it kind of just, crime just kind of slithered into the darkness. But as he's wandering around, he happens to wander to Ma Gunn's school, and he kind of talks to her for a little bit. And yeah, this was Ma tells him that, yeah, for the last 6 years, people have noticed that you've been here, and so they stop coming. Like, nothing happens this night because everybody knows you're here. And he's like, well, maybe I should probably change that. Maybe I should surprise them a little bit. He's like, you do what you gotta do, Batman. You do you. And so he goes, because I like this, he goes wandering, like walking by, and he sees a couple guys. And one's like, hi, Batman, nice night for a stroll. And Batman's just like, gentlemen. And they're just like standing around doing nothing. Like you do.
Uh-huh.
But then he gets back to his Batmobile, and the front wheels have been taken off.
Which this is really impressive.
Right? Without a jack and with no blocks.
Yep.
And then we meet the kid who did it because he was coming back. You know what? Only the two front ones came off. And the kid was coming back to get the other two. And seriously, like, you gotta be brave to do that. Like, you gotta be
Got some brass balls on you to steal the Batman's wheels.
I will say, because of this, he, like, reinforced the wheels, like the bolts on them and the nuts. Like, he, like, as bad as this was, he does do good from it. And the kid, like, he's got his tire iron, and Batman's confronting him, and the kid's just like, you know what? I'm just gonna punch you in the gut with this tire iron, and just does it and then runs off. And Batman is like, you know, I could just grab him now, but I'll just go ahead and follow him, and
that way I can get my tires back.
Yeah, basically. And he follows him back to this ratty apartment and, you know, gets his tires, and Batman's like, well, you live here by yourself. And, this is where we get the, you know, the kid calling himself Jason Todd. Kid says his name. It's like, I've been on my own for some time. My mom died, whatever. My dad disappeared. It's just been me. I take care of myself. He's, you know, a streetwise kid.
What about school, son?
I don't need no school.
What you talking about?
Mm-hmm. But Batman's like, look, if I won't get the cops involved if you promise to go to the school. And he reluctantly promises. And so Batman takes Jason to Ma Gunn's school, thinking, hey, you know what? She's doing good around this area. He lives here. He's not going very far. I'll drop him off. And so he does. He leaves. And Ma is like, all right, boys, talking to her other students, let's learn him something good, because these kids, it's basically a school for hooligans. And ironically, the thugs that Batman beat up earlier, they go here.
Yep.
And that's how we end this first issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Batman story.